With venomous rage curling her lips, the sorceress stormed through the crowd, her crook-tipped staff held high. Her every step was punctuated by the crackling of purple elemental chains as they shot out from her weapon, seeking their target. With no time to react, the finely dressed human on the small rickety podium was caught, sent careening into the mud, writhing as the magical bindings dug into her flesh. It was swift. The sorceress snatched her coveted trophy, eyes gleaming with triumph. With a second wave of her staff, the elemental chains gagged her prisoner. Another flick and the chains thickened, tightened, drawing pained grasps from the feeble human. "Do not move!" she proclaimed to the crowd, stepping onto the victim, power crackling between her fingers. The threat was clear. Maiden and human alike knew the fate that would follow. And just like that, the guards were rendered immobile. Her bandits had taken this distraction to dance through the crowd with practiced ease. They ignored the maidens, seeking humans and yanking them by the head, kicking their legs out from behind, forcing them to their knees. Mousy ears and fast hands, each bandit would bring their knife to the human's throat. One of the maidens reacted, lunging, claws at the ready, elemental energy coursing through her. The bandit yanked the blade, slicing through flesh. All at once, the shock turned to horror. "Pin her down or your humans die," the sorceress proclaimed as the first victim fell listless to the ground. The crowd surged, the weight of five holding down the one before she could take another step. The sorceress stood tall, her voice cutting through the chaos like a blade. "If any of you move, they all die." The bandit leader couldn't help but laugh at the thought of how easily she had taken control of an entire village with just a couple dozen mouse girls. The villagers were like a boiling pot, their fear and desperation causing them to froth and writhe. Yet if any of them dared to move, the others would restrain them the moment the daggers pressed just hard enough to draw blood from the hostages. The humans fought, tried to escape, and even shouted commands. But they were humans, weak even when compared to the weakest maiden. "Now step back," the sorceress commanded, her voice as cold as ice. "Move away from your humans, or they will join the first one." The villagers had no choice, their fate now in the hands of these ruthless bandits. The scene was a chilling reminder of the fragility of life and the cruelty of power.